Welcome everyone to Dadgum Dads.
How we doing?
Doing pretty good. Hey, what have you been up to?
I don't hear anybody. Oh wait, we're doing a podcast.
What?
We'll take our first call.
Dang it, there's no phone. My mom would call.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the only caller that would be here.
Dude, that's my mom. You need. Get the mom calling.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
I like being able to see you.
I know.
This is nice.
Right here.
We can do this more.
So we're in my office.
Yeah.
Recording studio now, I guess.
I think it could be, man. You got a nice setup in here.
Yeah.
Wallpaper aside, you got something going.
Well, it's already got the carpet on the ceiling, so we're halfway there.
That's really creepy, too. I don't really understand it.
We just moved in here like 6 months ago, and the carpet was already on here, so.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
I'm going to keep it. I like it.
I do, too. So, well, yeah, anyway, what's new? What's going down? What's the deal?
Oh, man, nothing. Nothing new, man.
Yeah.
Same old, same old. Go to work, come home, take care of the kids, go to bed. That's about it.
Sounds amazing.
So last weekend we had my wife's family in town.
Oh, sweet.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Hung out with them.
They came over?
No, they did not come over here. We went over to my in-laws on Friday night.
Oh.
And then Saturday, all day. Saturday in the morning I donated some blood.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Doing your part.
I'm O negative. They need it.
Hey, I'm O negative.
Ah, we can save each other.
That's great.
Sweet. Not a whole lot of us out there.
No,
actually, kind of funny. In my family, I think Allie's O negative.
Yeah.
My mom is.
I like it.
And my brother. And I think my father-in-law is too. So.
Universal blood donor.
Surrounded.
You want that blood.
Saved.
I can't get blood that much though, because I get tattoos. Too frequently. Depending on what state you're in, you got to be like a year.
That was the first time I'd ever given blood, actually, because in high school I got mono.
Oh.
And then I was told that it stays in your blood system for 10 years.
Yeah.
And
they definitely don't want your mono blood now, do they?
No.
Well, you don't have mono blood, so you're good.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But we've been out for 17 years or something.
It's been a while.
But it came back in 2004. So then I had to wait a little bit more.
Goodness.
And then I just never thought about it until I was like, I should go donate some blood. So
good on you, man. Proud of you.
Well, mainly we just wanted to see if I had the enzymes.
Oh, yeah. Did they give you a cookie, though? You get that cookie.
Oh, I got the little bag of those Oreo cookies.
That a babe.
Yeah, I think they were Minion ones, so the cream was yellow in the middle. They were delicious. And I got a little apple juice box.
Nice. Those are good. Dude, I love peanut butter Oreos. You just stop it. You bring those around me, it's a done deal. Glass of milk? We're in trouble.
Watch out.
I gotta throw that stuff away, because I'll eat it all.
Peanut butter Twix.
Oh, man. Anything peanut butter. Peanut butter Twix. Peanut butter M&M's. Peanut butter Oreos.
Allie doesn't like anything. She doesn't think that peanut butter and chocolate go together. Don't.
What?
Don't ask me.
They do go together.
That's what I say.
Okay.
Reese's.
All right. She's a kid. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
She doesn't know.
Just respect your elders.
Tell her that all the time.
Chocolate and peanut butter go together.
She doesn't. Well, she's picky. She doesn't like pizza. I'm like,
really? She like the guy from Big Daddy. It goes together like lamb and tuna fish.
Yes, exactly. Every time we have pizza, we have to get extra breadsticks because that's all she'll eat. Mm. But then you got Landon, who will eat the breadsticks, but then he won't eat his crust. I'm like, it's a breadstick. Yeah. And he's all, it's different.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever. They're particular. You know, you got to let them do their thing. They got to, you know, you got to let them, you know, do their own thing, and they figure it out. And then they'll be our age, and they'll like probably everything. Or hate everything. You know, I don't feel like there's nothing in the middle. It's either you like it, you hate it.
Well, other than the cream filling in the middle. It's delicious.
Shoot.
Oh, man.
It's fun.
All right, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Not a whole lot. Just kind of working from home right now. They got us doing some alternating stuff, you know, so some people are there, some people aren't.
Oh, because the whole COVID thing picked back up?
Yeah, they're just trying to prevent us from being too close to each other, so if you know somebody gets it, don't have to quarantine like the whole unit or anything. So that's what we're doing. So yeah, that's cool. Just been doing that, and staying busy, getting ready for the holidays, man. Now Turkey Day coming up. Gobble gobble.
Yeah, we're my family is coming, and my brother is coming from Utah, and so are my parents, because that's where they're staying for the winter.
Oh, okay. Wait, they go to Utah for the winter?
Well, so they sold their house.
Oh, okay.
And moved, and they were living in an RV over the summer out at my other brother's house.
Gotcha.
And they didn't want to live in it during the winter, so they...
That makes sense.
...moved to Utah because they... Well, because my brother has, like, an apartment downstairs.
Okay.
And so that's
why... I thought you were, like, implying that that's where they winter.
No, they did not drive their RV.
My parents like to winter in Utah. It's a little bit warmer. Sentinel, whatever.
It's a little...
I think they go a little bit further south. Yeah. Arizona.
No, they're staying with my brother because he has an apartment
basically
downstairs. So that's where they've been staying.
Awesome.
So now they're coming. They'll be here on Wednesday. And then we're all having the big turkey feast here at my house.
That makes sense.
I got a couple brothers coming over. Gonna be munching it down, man.
A lot of people.
Put on my Thanksgiving pants.
Yep. Get ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I love it. There is no more American holiday than Thanksgiving. Sitting around stuffing your face and watching football. Sign me up. Delicious. I know it has nothing to do with what Thanksgiving's about, but you know what? That's what we make.
That's what happens.
That's how we do it.
Do you ever watch the Macy's Day Parade?
No, I try to avoid it.
It's
pretty boring.
When I was little, I did, because my mom, but I'm
they
just,
haven't
like,
changed it.
No, like, so, Val will turn it on. I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're lip-syncing. Come on.
Yeah, I'm ready for football. Just do wherever that's at.
Yeah.
That's why I like hosting. I mean, we've been hosting Alex's family the last couple of years, because we just got the setup for it. And what I like about home field advantage, that means, hey, I control what's on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's my house. Football's on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it? You probably got a smartphone. You can watch that Macy's Day Parade.
Or you can tell them to go kick rocks.
Or go in another room.
Mm.
But football's on, baby. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. Eating until you can't move and watching football. I don't know.
What time do you guys eat normally?
Oh, early. Probably like 2. Yeah, probably like 1 or 2, somewhere around there.
We eat at noon. 12:30,
yeah.
I think this year.
Yeah, I mean, we try to shoot... It's just, you know, stuff, people showing up, bringing, you got to heat something up. So, yeah, I'd say probably around like 1 or 2.
See, on the radio, they've just been talking about that. Like, oh, hey, what does everyone eat? And everyone's like, it's Thanksgiving dinner, not lunch. And I'm like, well, are you going to starve yourself?
Let's stop that, okay? It's an all-day thing, okay?
It really is.
We don't
is.
Need to put a time on it.
No.
You can
wake up and eat it in the morning.
That's not just how people are, though. Huh? They just can't
eat it for brunch.
You just can't
10
help
o'clock.
Yourself. Got to tell everybody what to do.
10 hey, o'clock.
It's dinner. Actually, who said that? Who said it was Thanksgiving dinner?
As far as I know, it's just a Thanksgiving feast.
That's exactly what I've always been told. Thanksgiving feast. You eat whenever you're ready. You know what? I'll eat the day before if I feel like it. How dare you try to stop?
Easy.
How dare you?
Easy.
We'll spill it into the next day. We'll go overnight into the next day. We'll just eat all day.
And then even on the Black Friday.
48 hours of eating.
Whew.
That's America.
You know what they call it Black Friday? Because you're passed out from eating so much turkey.
Yeah, or drinking.
Well,
that's how we do it.
That's how I do it.
Well,
I don't drink. I'll drink the eggnog. There you go.
Yeah, my eggnog. It's spiked a little bit.
Well, not mine.
I'll get the cows.
All right. Well, hey, we got a good show for you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, I think this is a good topic.
I think this one's going to be controversial, do you think?
Because there's
going to be different opinions.
Yeah, everybody's got their opinion, and this is just our opinion. You know, your opinion, and I already know we talked about it. My opinion and your opinion are way different with this.
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because your kids are your kids and mine. My child is mine.
We'll just turn off the microphone, duke it out a little bit, and come back to work.
Yeah. You just hear some ruffling. So, today we're going to talk about censoring.
Mm-hmm. Censorship.
Censorship. Censoring things, whether it be music, movies, TV, with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of talk about like what age, you know, maybe they start watching stuff with some, if at all, you know, just depending on what you think. And like I said, I think there's a lot of gray area with this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff I do think is like, it's pretty black and white. Like, you know, I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm not going to have my 3-year-old kid watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre with me.
Oh, come on. They won't remember it.
They probably won't. Or they'll remember it forever.
Exactly.
It's one of the two. So, I mean, I think there's certain things that is kind of off the table when it's talking with little kids, you know, what you're going to show them or have them listen to. But, you know, it's kind of to each his own. It's just you kind of, I think with whatever you're exposing your child to, you got to know that kind of have an idea of what they can handle, and then it could come back to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting them maybe watch something maybe that's not age appropriate at a very early age that could mess with them for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, got to be careful.
Careful.
Maybe screen stuff too. You know, check it out first before you.
Yeah.
Because that's how we. That's at least that's how I do it. Like a lot with a movie, even if it's like a. I don't know. I'll be honest. Like, I don't really let her watch, like, a lot of, like, R-rated, obviously R-rated movies.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, there's maybe a couple that are just, maybe it's just some violence, some language. But if there's, you know, I mean, I'm not sitting around watching, like, I've already used Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but, you know, Pulp Fiction, like, or things like that where it's just F this, F that. Like, I'm not
trying. For me, it depends on day of age it was rated R.
Sure.
I mean, because.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, you look at Tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's R-rated, but
it's just R-rated.
It's just violent, yeah.
But it's just violent and a few swear words. Okay.
Yeah.
They swear, and you look at them and you say, don't say that.
Yeah.
Then if they say it, it's Mac.
Well, and you know what? We could even start at censoring what we before we even talk about like what we show or have them listen to, talk about what we say in front of our kids.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I won't lie to you. I think I have a pretty terrible mouth at times, and I try my best. I really do try my best around her, but I'm not gonna lie and say I've been a little choir boy around her. And, but she's known at a very early age what's a bad word,
mm-hmm.
and what if I say it, that doesn't mean you say it. And I'm not trying to be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like if you choose to talk a certain way when you're older, that's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I do my best, but my best is not very good.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest.
I try not to swear.
Sure.
Around the kids. Sometimes they'll slip every once in a while, but that's only when they do something really stupid.
Sure.
But, or if I'm really angry,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't happen too often. But, now my wife, on the other hand, as you,
shoot.
No, she, if you ask the kids, they would say that. I mean, she doesn't say anything that horrible.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, she'll let it slip here and there just because she gets tired of them.
It happens.
After telling them 5 times to do something, they don't do it. You start screaming and yelling and something slips
there's
out.
There's going to be some 4-letter words being used.
Mm-hmm. And so I try not to. I have there was one time that I said something under my breath and I didn't think that Allie could hear it, and she goes, Dad.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, don't you. Mom does it more than I do.
I think, you know, like I said, just establishing an early age, like, these are not okay words. You know, mm-hmm. I try my best not to use them, but please don't, you know, try to not use them. Don't be saying, I mean, but, like, I can remember as far back when I was a little kid, like, my daughter's age 8 years old, man, I was for sure at school saying stuff, like, because that's what you're around. It's, you're around it, and that's,
mm-hmm.
it's like kind of the sheltering thing, like, you can choose what to say or not say, and that's fine. Just know, like, especially if they're in public school or something, whether you like it or not, there's stuff being said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just hopefully by the time they're there, they do understand, like, that's okay, that isn't. I'll try to not talk like that. I'm definitely not going to talk like that when I'm at home, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, you're like two people. I remember being like that. Like, I was another person at home than mm-hmm. I was at school. And that went on till, oh, you know, into adulthood.
You know? You still are.
I spoke. Yeah, I am. I'm two people. I probably do. I talk a lot different at work or around people
mm-hmm.
Than I do even, you know, at home, or mm-hmm. especially around, you know, my daughter. But
yeah,
I think a lot of that, how you act and what you talk about in front of your kid comes into play when it comes to what they're viewing, what they're listening to,
mm-hmm.
What games they're playing. So, I mean, if you're one of those people, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just saying, like, it's probably, like, if you're the type of person that just says whatever you want around the kid, don't really care, then you're more times than not probably the type of person that doesn't really care what they're watching either.
Yeah.
And then that's
what they're playing on
video
games. Mm-hmm.
You know, and my biggest thing, especially playing, like, games now, it's not like when we were younger, like, everything's online now. So it's like, I don't really let, you know, her get on there, especially playing things online, because I don't like the fact that some creeper can get on there and start talking mm-hmm. to her, you know what I mean? So I monitor probably gameplay more than it, almost anything. Yeah. A lot of that goes hand in hand with what she's watching, too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just because with everything being connected like it is now, it's not hard for people to talk to your kids or, you know, or other kids just on there saying stuff. So,
yeah.
She doesn't do any online gaming or nothing like that. She's 8, so I'm not trying to have her doing that stuff. When she gets older and if she wants to do it, I'll definitely be monitoring it more. Just, I think the knowledge of that, you know, is important for parents. Like, know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you choose to, like, do online gaming, cool. But just be aware that other people, over a billion people probably play online games. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot of people that could try to talk to your kid or mm-hmm. send them messages or whatever. Just know that they can.
Well, I mean, it's just not video games and everything. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the social...
Same with social media.
Media absolutely. Influencers, you know, yeah. These idiots that are out there. YouTube. Like, I am so fed up with my kids watching stupid people on YouTube.
I told you before, man. She gets to watch it, like, you get about an hour a week for the YouTube just video or whatever, which is still monitored, you know, like, because ever since I heard about a couple years ago of creepy dudes splicing in, like, you know, 8 minutes into a kid video, they're splicing in these terrible messages telling kids to hurt themselves. Like, that was the end of that. I was like,
yeah.
You know, not like, I mean,
the stuff that they watch, it's... They don't watch bad stuff.
It's just so stupid.
It's just so dumb. I mean,
say what it is. It's stupid. Oh, but my kids, gosh. Like, it's just, you can't. Yeah, that's why I put a time frame out. It's like, you want to watch dumb stuff, you get this much time to watch. And then, not to say that maybe what I'm watching isn't dumb. You might think it's not great, but it's. I guarantee you it's better than what you're wanting to watch.
A lot better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like I've said before, you know. I was talking to someone, and I was like, yeah, I don't understand how kids can sit there and watch someone play Minecraft.
Right, yeah.
And then they're like, okay, then why do you sit there for hours and watch someone play football?
Sure.
And I'm like,
yeah,
it's not different.
You
want to
do this again?
Uh-oh, we're doing it again.
No, we're not doing it.
No, but just not that, but like, it's okay, online gaming. So... I got an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old, and they got that new game, Among Us, or something like that.
No, I'm not familiar with this.
I'm surprised.
Is it on Xbox? Or?
No, I mean, download it on your phone
and
play. I don't really understand the whole concept of it.
Okay.
They'll watch people play it on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
or actually there's like a family that they watch. They're based out of Utah, and they played like a human version of it. Mm. It's a family. They watch it, I don't. So I don't really know exactly what it entails. But, like this last weekend, like we try to limit the online playing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we don't like them to be online where they can talk to people.
Yeah, it's you want to play a game, that's fine. Like, I'm all for it. I really am. It's the online gaming that I have much issue with.
Yeah.
At the age that she's at. You know?
Yeah. And, well, this last weekend... All my nieces and nephews from my wife's side come in, and they're all playing it. Like, we're at a family function, and they're just sitting there on their tablets and phones,
right.
And they're playing with each other.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, fine. You can download it, but you can only play with your cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were playing it all weekend.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I was like, I give it till Sunday, and then they're going to be fighting over it. Because we're only downloading it on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't have their own account.
Right.
But they share an account, so they have to share the phone or whatever it's on. And then, of course, yesterday they start fighting. And we told them, if you're going to fight over it, we're going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And so they started fighting. And we're like, oh, you guys fighting? No, we're not fighting.
We're still having a disagreement.
Yeah. We're we're talking just loudly. But they, I don't know. They're done with the weekend. And I'm just like, let's just get rid of it. But it's one of those, oh, all my friends play it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but there'll be another game tomorrow.
I know.
Like, that's
let's invent thing. It.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's
the way we can get like, rich.
And maybe that, you know, comes into like, at what age do you give your kid like a phone? You know what I mean? Like a smartphone.
So right now, Allie's 11.
Talk about.
And she has Valerie's old phone.
Okay.
But it only works on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So it's just here at home. And so she will TikTok. Or not TikTok. Marco Polo, okay. Her cousin all day sure. long on it.
Sure.
And text message her cousin all day on it. But the good thing about it is it's connected with my wife's phone.
Mm-hmm. So she can see.
And so all their conversations she can look up on her phone mm-hmm. because it's still connected with her old phone.
Right.
And so she's monitoring it. I mean, literally all they do is just send stupid videos.
No, I like that, honestly, because we've talked about this. Like, she has a little gizmo watch. And
yeah.
It's, you know,
Allie has a gizmo watch,
so
too.
So she can mm-hmm. text and call us. But, mm-hmm. it's, you know, you control who she talks to.
Yeah. The only numbers on there are me and Valerie and mine.
Yeah.
And then we can always tell when Molly gets a hold of it, because I'll be at work, and I'll get a phone call. And I'm like, Molly has it. So I'll text Val.
Yeah.
Molly has the phone, and next thing I know, sorry, yeah, she was in her room trying to call you. But then, and the next thing I know, I'll look, and I'll have a voicemail. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
I think there's, you know, I think there's something to say about, you know, the phones are here. Smartphones, it's a thing, and it's just going to keep getting more fast-paced, more games, more stuff that you have access to. So it's really just deciding, like, what age do I let my kid have it? Because eventually they're going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for us, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, man, like, I think smartphones, I mean, I love it, I mean, because I can use it, but I don't see any need for her to need this until she's at least probably middle school, 7th, 8th grade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, because Allie's going to be in middle school next year.
Yeah.
We're not going to get her for 6th grade. She doesn't need it for 6th grade. But maybe 7th, 8th. But if we do get her a phone, it'll probably be one of our old phones.
Right.
And the plan that she'll have will just be the basic plan.
And I think that's fine. You know, you want to make a phone call. You want to be able to get a hold of them. I mean, mm-hmm. the days of having to go find a payphone and call 1-800-COLLECT. Mom, please come pick me up.
And then hang up.
And then hang mm-hmm. up, you know.
Man, those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. People don't know about that.
And we wonder why collect didn't last very long.
You forgot about me. Mom, please come pick me up. Practice got over early.
Mm-hmm.
Click.
Really fast.
Yeah, real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why I like the watch. It's very age-appropriate. There's nothing she can really do on there that's going to get her into trouble. I feel like she could have some kind of version of that for several more years, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's why, I mean, at home, like, I'll let her play a game when she wants to play her Switch or play a game with me on the Xbox or something is enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think once they get into school and you see the other kids, like, they got, well, my friend's got a phone, and like,
oh, she's already there.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 5th grade,
yeah,
and half of her friends already have a phone, and I'm like, you've got to.
But, we could have that, you know, you can have the conversation, but that's the thing, like, you're going to do what you're going to do, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, these mm-hmm. people, you know, other people are going to do. That's your choice. I disagree personally with just handing your kid a phone and being like, do whatever
mm-hmm.
and leave me alone at an early age because yeah. of what they have access to.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those social media apps are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a ring for just creepers. And this is a known thing. This isn't a secret. Mm-hmm. Like, it's out there.
It's easier for the creepers to get a hold of your child now than
that's
it was
my biggest thing. Like, that's my biggest thing. Like, if there was no way for that, you know, to be accessible to people like that, I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, she could be 10, 11 years old. Here, go use Snapchat or whatever. You mm-hmm. want to go send a video to your friend? I don't care. But it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no restrictions. People can do whatever they want. They can find your kid. Your kid can find them by accident or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And
so Gizmo Watch it is, probably for at least until middle school, and then we'll kind of cross that
mm-hmm.
that road as we need. But that's all part of it, you know. Like, I hope that she has enough access at home to maybe think she might be interested in that. She'll just want to, like, play, hopefully. And
yeah.
Right now we're fine, you know, because she's got a friend that's actually younger than she is, and she's, like, on TikTok and all. I'm like, mm-hmm. nah. Like, TikTok's funny. There's videos on there. Cool, whatever. But I do not want your friend recording you and posting it on TikTok
mm-hmm.
for, you know, 35-year-old men to be seeing my year-old daughter doing. No, I'm mm-hmm. good. No yeah. dice.
I have a TikTok, but I just flip through and
there's
watch.
Funny videos.
There's funny videos. Because
there's good stuff on
but
there.
I don't post anything. I mean, you can go to my account.
I don't either.
There's nothing posted on there.
I'm worthless. Like,
I mean, essentially, I get on there to find something funny, and then I'll send it to you guys, to the yeah. to the guys.
That's chat. Exactly what, that's it's the only all thing I really use most of social media for, is to mm-hmm. look at funny stuff or see what's going on. You know, but if it's not phones, It's so much stuff, you know, and I think if you can get control over maybe, like, especially at home, like, That's mm-hmm. where what we're talking about. Like, at what age do you let your kid, you know, watch this? Or, and I think if you lay down some ground rules, hopefully they respect those, and you, that maybe they're not trying to sneak around behind your back. Because, I mean, you have apps on your smartphones now that they basically pretend to be something else, so parent doesn't know it's on there, but mm-hmm. it's really Instagram or Snapchat or yeah. whatever. And from what I've been told, I have a buddy's a principal, and he's just said, like, so many kids have these, and the parents have no idea, mm-hmm. none. And it's like, maybe, I'm not trying to judge. It's just like, maybe if you just were paying more attention to, like, what mm-hmm. they're doing, you would know that they're trying to gain access to these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if they don't have a phone, they can go hop on a friend's phone that has it. And then mm-hmm. now they've created an account, and, you know, there's this, like, web of things that they can get access to. So it starts at home, you know, like, what are you giving them access to? What the information?
Mm-hmm.
What have you decided? Like, are you completely sheltering them off from the world in hopes that none of this stuff will reach them? I feel like if that's the answer, they're going to find it anyway. Mm-hmm. Because other people, you have the opposite. You have people that are not sheltered at all, and they're just out there, man. They're, woo!
Mm-hmm.
And at early ages. So it's like having that conversation yeah. with them about smartphones and social media apps and people out there that misuse them, I think is very important. If they know, hey, there's some people out there that mm-hmm. are not good people that use these, maybe yeah. I may, well, even if I do use it, I'll be careful when I do, you know.
I think you got to be proactive, and you got to tell your kids about it too.
For sure.
You know, yeah, okay, you're talking to this kid, he says he's 8. How do you know that he's really 8? Just because he said it? Well, my name is John Brown.
Yeah.
When it's not.
Right.
But do you know that? No.
No, that's
so like you could be talking to some 65-year-old grandpa that's sitting here, you know, talking to my 8-year-old son.
And that's why right there, like I said, man, I don't see why an 8-year-old needs access to that stuff.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, if you find a video, like, say you got one of those apps and you find a funny video you want to show your kid, cool. Mm-hmm. But there's really, I cannot think of a reason that they need a full-blown, unlocked, you know, mega package smartphone at yeah. like 8 years old.
Well, not just that, but even online gaming.
Yeah.
Doing that. I mean, so.
If you want to play with your cousins, like, in another house, yeah. you know, you can go up and set it up and mm-hmm. be like, all right, I know who you're playing, and you're somewhere.
So, like, our Xbox, we're logged, the way that it's logged in, my nephew got it set up because he's a wizard like that.
Sure.
But we can do online gaming, mm-hmm. but we only let them do it when they're on, like, they'll FaceTime. Like, hey, get on and play. Yeah. So they're playing while they're FaceTiming yeah. each other.
And that's cool.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. But do we let them just get on there and
get the mic
just play with anyone? No, they don't have a microphone. No, no.
I think you eliminate that. You eliminate a lot, too.
Yeah.
Just taking that.
See, I got another nephew who's 8, and he 5 hours a day playing freaking, God, what is that game called? Fortnite. 5 hours a day playing Fortnite with his headset on. And I'm just like, I look at my brother and I just shake my head like.
And that's an exclusive online gaming game. Mm-hmm. Like, that game's only online. Like, yeah. there's no, like, it's not like Call of Duty or these other games where you can play campaign mode and it's just even the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and that is why as parents, like, we're in an age now. I mean, we're this new generation, like us, our age, even younger. There's no way that you should be living under a rock and not have any idea that, like, a game like Fortnite is only online gaming. Yeah. Like, I get my mom or your parent, you know, like, our parents that are in their mm-hmm. 50s, 60s, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
They don't care what Fortnite
is. But if you're in your 20s and 30s and early, you know, in 40s,
yeah, there's no way. You got to. Like, it's not even a choice.
Yeah.
You need to know this stuff. Because it's super important.
Mm-hmm.
Because
unless you really do live under a rock, or maybe you're Amish.
And I think that's fine. You know, that's fine. They're probably not watching TV or playing games.
They're not listening to us right now. Yeah, I guarantee that.
They're
not. So, but I mean, if you are, I like it.
We go online gaming all day long. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, letting them, if, like, the nice thing with you guys, you got the living room right there. They're playing right there. You're right there. You're not going to miss something.
Well, they'll be in the playroom right next to it.
Oh, and you can still hear.
But right? I can still hear it, but then.
And going in periodically to check?
Yeah, right. We'll do that. Or, I mean, if Lana's doing something he's not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
Allie will come out. Snitches. Snitches get stitches. But in situations like that, I'm all right with that.
It is true, because you've raised them to a certain standard. And once things are not going the way they're supposed to, mm-hmm. then somebody should say something.
For yeah. sure.
Especially mm-hmm. at a young age. And so I agree. I mean, you know, I got the game room upstairs. I let the, you know, nephews and, my, you know, my daughter up there playing. But they don't do any online gaming. I set the game up for them. Like, they can mm-hmm. play, you know, Halo or something, and it's just yeah. them, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to play, like, Minecraft. Like, even Minecraft is, like, all almost online. And I was like, nah. I'm all set. Like, see, there Minecraft. Is a way to disable, though, yeah, I was which I say, did find it.
Because my kids, theirs isn't online.
Yeah, you can disable the online thing. So mm-hmm. I did finally
they can, it. They can, and essentially the only time that they do is when they get a hold of their sure. cousins.
And that's fine.
Okay, let's get on.
So like, that's the cool so, thing about online games. Like, you can play with a friend or a family mm-hmm. member who's not even the same state as you. Like, that's and that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like learning about this stuff. So, but anyway, we could go all on yeah. online. But I think, I mean, here's something simple. I mean, at what age or if all do you let your kid watch a rated R movie?
It just depends. I mean.
So it's not a black and white answer for you. Like, do you say, I will never let my kid watch a rated R movie?
Well, I will say that now, but sure. who's to say that when, you know, Allie's 18 and she's old enough?
Well, 17's the age, actually.
Oh yeah. Okay, 17. 18.
I mean. So you don't. So that's what I'm saying. So you. There's, it's not happening. Like, no radar movies for the kids.
Not until they're of age. I mean, it's just like PG-13. We try not to. But, you know, parental guidance under 13. So.
That and, means you can't watch. That, well, you know, that's like you don't watch it without parental guidance.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And so we're not going to let them just turn on some random movie that we've never seen
but before. But would you watch it with them?
Yeah, we have. Like, oh, okay. For instance, Iron Man.
Yeah.
Scared the crap out of Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Because didn't think she was really paying attention because she was coloring the whole time. But, I mean, she couldn't sleep forever to do that. And then, even that PG movie that I told you about the other day. Yeah, the house with the clock in its walls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when it got to the end with the creepy zombie guy. Oh, my goodness. I think Hunter still tries to crawl in her bed.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when they're really little, like 5, it's tough, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it even the Allie and Landon, you know, 11 and 8, they were like,
well, yeah, you're going to find things creepy, mm-hmm. and Juliana's the same way. Like, there's a lot that, there's quite a bit that we'll let her watch, obviously, with us, and that really just depends. But most of it I've seen already. And if it's something we haven't seen, then yeah, it'll be like a PG or maybe a PG-13 mm-hmm. movie. But I've looked into it. Like, I have an idea of what to mm-hmm. expect. You know, like, you know, even the other night, you know, we were thinking of what's a good Thanksgiving movie. And I was like, I couldn't think of any. I mean, I know Planes, Trains, really and Automobiles. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one. That's radar. It's, I mean, I'm not, I haven't watched that enough to really, I know it's just like language stuff, but like, but we watched Son-in-Law. With Pauly Shore.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a movie during Thanksgiving. Which really? But, oh man. And, yeah. you know, some people are like, oh, could you let her watch? Well, listen, I watched that movie when I was a little kid. I mm-hmm. watched it my whole life. So I know that movie inside and out. Mm-hmm. So I know when a dude's butt's about to show up,
I cover her eyes. Eyes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. there's really nothing being said in that movie mm-hmm. that she hasn't heard already.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And so. I'm totally fine with pulling the trigger on that movie. Mm-hmm. You know, another movie that's R-rated, we watched during Christmas, she's seen it. You can call me a sinner or whatever.
You heathen.
But it's Die Hard. She's seen Die Hard, man. She likes it.
I don't even know why that's rated R.
Oh, it's a lot of F-bombs. Yeah, and it's a lot of blood. And there's a split second where a female's breastises are shown. But that's a quick, you know, cover the eyes, boom, and then the rest of the movie's just, it's just...
Him
it's
crawling
just,
in the dark.
Yeah, mm. just, yeah, and, you know, you, and I totally agree with people, like, I ain't watching, let my kid watch that. Cool, I got you, no problem. Mm-hmm. But I'm not letting her watch it without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm watching it with her, and I, look, another movie that I've seen 1,000 times, I know it inside and out. Well, why did you let her hear that stuff? You know, he's saying these words... And I'm like I said earlier, there's nothing she hasn't heard probably come out of my mouth already. Like, I apologize. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I try my best, but, you know, she's...
Not everyone's perfect, all right?
She's heard the F word, okay? I'm sorry. I'm not just yeah. walking around the house like, you know, it's a Tarantino film, but...
Well, I mean, they hear it at school. I mean, just on the
bus. She does, man, and I know
my kids ride the bus home. The kid dropping the F-bomb.
Dude, it happens.
Eventually, the rest of the kids told on him. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and, I think there's certain things, like, you know, cussing, you know, foul language.
As long, sure, I think as long
but
as...
there's other stuff kids start talking about, I was like, yeah, man, you probably shouldn't be talking about that.
I think as long as you set the boundaries.
Sure.
Like... you can't shelter your kid. It's impossible.
I think
if you want to, you can.
If you want to, they're going to get exposed.
But they're going to get exposed. Eventually, they're going to be 18, 19, 20. They're going to get out in the world, and they're going to be like, whoa. But you have to let them know it's not okay to say that.
Sure. Yeah.
You got to set, you know, it's not okay to watch that. It's not okay to listen to that.
Yeah. And let them.
While you're in my house.
Exactly.
Not when you're older. Do whatever you want to. When you're in your own house, your own apartment, do whatever you want to.
Dude, and I've seen it, man. Like, in college, you know, people, I knew handfuls of people, boys and, you know, boys and girls, men and women, that were not exposed to much in young, when they were younger, whether they came from super religious families or whatever it is. That's usually the case from what I've seen. But, man, when those kids are out on their own...
they go hog wild.
It's like when you see those... reality shows about like the Amish kids.
I was just about to say,
dude, that's what it is. That's what you see.
Oh yeah, they go all out crazy.
And having seen that and knowing about that is why. And granted, I wasn't very sheltered growing up, so it would have been almost hypocritical for me to be that way with her. But
I was pretty sheltered growing up. I was pretty sheltered growing up.
Sure,
but I don't know. I held myself to a different standard. Sure. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I knew right. You know. I could have gone out, drank, had fun, been all crazy and everything. I just didn't see the need to, I guess, for me. Because I was pretty happy with, you know.
Do you, I mean, and this is not a good, not a bad or good thing. Do you think that, I mean, a big part of that too is probably your beliefs? I mean,
growing probably, up, yeah.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. And that's fine, you know. Like some religions and beliefs, like, you know, they don't want you drinking or watching stuff or talking a certain way. And, you know, when you get older... that's your decision to keep, you either want to keep doing that or do something else. I think it's really nice to have a little bit of a mix of, you know, some good faithful beliefs, whether it's, you know, religion or whatever, with some overall, like, this is the world we live in. There is going to be some, like, knowing, like, hey, there's going to be some stuff. I know you're going to see it. Let me maybe get you ready for it.
Exactly.
And I don't mean, like, throw them in a pit of just the worst images and, you know, visuals and audio that you can imagine. But I think having a good mix of, you know, some kind of belief system. Like, I'm really big on that. Like, I'm not a very religious person. I'm not super religious, but I mean, we have some faith, and I put that on her, and Alex and I both the same way. Like, and we raise her to a certain way that to believe in some things, and I think it's good to have that, have some any type of belief, whether it's in God or Buddha or, you know,
whatever,
have something. I find I've seen it a lot, and this is kind of getting away from what we're talking about, but I think it is related. I've seen it a lot with people that, like, just have no belief system whatsoever, like, just don't believe in anything. They're usually, they tend to be, not always, but just people I've known, like, they tend to be very negative, like, very just pessimistic and fearful, you know, just always afraid of things. And because it's like, you know, when I die, like, nothing happens, you know. It's like you walk around thinking that, like, you can be a lot more scared. Like, if you think you only got, like, one life to live and this is it, and, you know,
or
whatever, like, it can
happen. I've seen that, but then I've also seen where they don't take responsibility. You know, they'll do something and be like, you know, why do I care? There's, you know, no consequences after this life anyway.
Right, you know? That is a part of it, too.
I think. Let me go out there and kill this guy, because it doesn't matter. Because seriously, I had a manager when I worked at a store who didn't believe in anything, and he was constantly cheating on his wife and everything, and he's just like, no consequences. Here on earth there is, but then afterwards, I don't care. And then guess what happened? He literally ended up killing a guy.
Yeah.
He's in prison right now.
And there's always another side to that coin, because, I mean, I've known plenty of people also that are very, very faithful people that still do the same stuff. Maybe not killing
someone. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, doing... And so, because there's always that argument, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really say that, because, you know, you see people do... And it's true. I think there's just...
I think having some kind of belief system in place does help with, you know, just maybe giving you another outlook on, mm-hmm. on your life, you know. Maybe just knowing that there are consequences to your actions mm-hmm. helps.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's huge in developing.
Rather kids. It be in this life or the life after. I mean, there's always consequences.
Yeah.
You kill someone, you get caught. You're going to go to jail. You're going to go to prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you cheat on your spouse or something like that, you get caught. There's going to be a consequence.
There's going to be a consequence, yeah. And we've come a long ways from the R-rated movie thing, but it's all related, mm-hmm. though, I think. But mm-hmm. because, if like you don't worry about anything, you don't believe anything, you don't care about anything, then you're probably going to put that, you know, your kid's not going to care about anything and probably aren't. I don't want to say probably, but I mm-hmm. think it does increase the chance of you maybe not caring so much about what they're seeing or what they're doing, at yeah. what age they're doing it. I mean, these things are all related, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, I mean, with the movies and stuff, like I typically will screen stuff and I'll make a decision. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll decide, like, you know, is this fine or is it not? So, but I think one more thing we could talk about, because it's huge, is mm-hmm. music.
Yeah, definitely.
Music, man. Like, I can't sit here and say I haven't listened to Eminem with the kid. She's heard
it. See, I haven't gone that far.
But I don't play. I know, but I've listened to a lot of them, so I know mm-hmm. what songs that are like really, really like whoa, mm-hmm. like, you know. So I try to. I'll like turn it down mm-hmm. when there's a certain part. I'm like, here, good beat though. Oh, the beat's right. Ooh, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, there's the same with me. I mean, there's songs where, there's a song right now that I listen to with the kids in the car. And there's one part where he drops the F-bomb. Mm-hmm. And when he gets to the F-bomb, I'll whoop, turn it down and turn it right back
what
up.
What song? Will you tell me?
Hallucinogenics or something like that.
Is that a rap song?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No. Okay. I don't really listen to rap around the kids.
Oh, gotcha. I don't listen to a lot of rap in general anyway. So, it's usually Eminem if I'm listening to
yeah. Rap, so. No, I don't really listen to rap around the kids.
You don't listen to like Lil Jon? Get low, get low.
No, I tried to. I had, what song was it? Oh, yeah. By Eminem.
Yeah.
Or not Eminem, oh, yeah, Usher.
And Luda.
Yeah, I tried putting that on there and was listening to it. And Val's like, no, get that off of there. And I'm like, oh, come on.
I don't even think that song's that bad.
It's what the music's about.
So sure.
That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Most kids,
you know, no but idea. then there's other.
But it's
songs.
Like, do they even know what you're talking about?
Yeah, right? I mean, there's other songs, you know, that when you see my face, I hope it gives you hell. You know, you just got to tell your kids. Don't, you know, it's not nice to say that.
Yeah,
but here it is. You know, back in the day when they were younger, I mean, shoot, they're. I mean, shut up, not a bad word, but when you're teaching them to grow up, you're like, don't say that. But then here we got Walk the Moon, you know, Shut Up and Dance With Me. That's my kid's favorite song.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
Singing it.
You got to adjust with the times. And I'm going to mm-hmm. be honest with you. As we're talking about this, dude, we're going to have to do another episode on this. Like, probably. I think there's going to be a part one. We got to do a part two.
Got to do part two.
I think there's so much to talk about with this. Like, we're mm-hmm. barely getting into music here. I mean, there's so much to be said. Because you nailed it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Shut Up
mm-hmm.
used to be, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, don't tell your cousin to shut up.
Yeah.
Or don't say that, you know, but mm-hmm. but then you'll turn around and on the radio,
they're saying shut up. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, unless you plan on just turning off the TV forever.
Unless you plan on living in a bunker.
Turn off the radio. They're going to hear.
Live in the bunker. Come out 50 years later.
Glad we're doing the
blast from the past
again.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
But. All right, yeah, we're definitely going to have to do another segment. It might be the next segment. We might wait, you know, a couple more episodes or something. But I think it's about time we wrap it up.
Because there's no closing on this. You can go with this for a long time.
Shoot. This might as well be the censorship podcast.
Yeah, I mean.
That's all we'll be talking about.
There's a lot to talk about.
A lot. I mean, there's lots of topics out there that we can talk about forever and ever. Especially with us, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
We're talkers.
That's nice about this, so. Yeah, but yeah, well, hey, you know, thing is, however you do it, I think just trying to just give them a little bit of experience, you know, maybe just be involved. It's like we've talked about, like, monitor what they're doing.
Yeah, like you got to be involved.
Just be around. Like, mm-hmm. if they're playing video games, maybe have them do it, like,
close to you, kind of like in a room. Like, I'm not saying bigger because you gotta give them their privacy. Or, I get as they get older, like, let them have their moment.
But at least check up on them.
Yeah, you know? Check in on them. Yeah, like,
no more locked doors. Drive me crazy.
Yeah, no doors.
So. Take the doors off. So, all right, yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Once again, go ahead and subscribe to this. Even leave a rating. You can even get on there and, you know, tell us what you like about it, what you don't like, you know, whatever.
We're looking for topics, you know.
Yeah, if you got a topic that you want us to talk about, shoot, throw it over. I mean, eventually we are going to get some interviews in here.
Yeah.
I think it's about that time.
We're getting there.
Yeah, probably beginning of the year we might throw in some interviews here and there. We got a couple people that we're going to talk about. Got a couple in my mind that I want to talk to see if they'll come on and talk to us. But yeah, definitely. Just you know, keep listening, share it, let your friends, family know about it. You know, this is a family friendly podcast here. So that's what we're all about. You know, men, women, children, whatever, whatever you want to identify as. You know, that's what we're here for. So yeah. You agree with us or don't? Well, keep listening. Because maybe the next podcast you might agree with us.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. But, hey, just remember, kids are blessings. And don't take them for granted. Peace.
Take care.